This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Jones, J-O-N-E-S, first name Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, date of birth, April 12, 1964, date of evaluation, April 10, 2026. The referring physician, Dr. Weissman of Golden State Orthopedic. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively for left shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 61-year-old male who reports left shoulder injury secondary to repetitive motion work, period. He stated that he developed symptoms beginning approximately 10 years ago, period. Symptoms have progressively worsened, period. He had then seen an orthopedist in approximately October, November of 2025, period. He was felt to require surgery, period. The patient has continued with pain, which he reports as 6-7/10 subjectively, period. Pain involves the left shoulder. It is associated with decreased grip strength, period. It is non-radiating, period. Symptoms are slightly improved with ice and medication. It is worsened with activity of any type, period. He had previously undergone a conservative course of therapy to include physical therapy and injections without significant improvement, period. He was anticipated to have surgery, but was found to have an abnormal EKG, period. He was subsequently referred for further evaluation, period. The patient has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He denies chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. The past medical history includes hypertension, next number iron deficiency, past surgical history, back surgery dating to 2019, next number left foot surgery. The medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 daily, ibuprofen, PRN, Norco, PRN, allergies, lisinopril results in rash, family history, unremarkable, social history, he is divorced, he notes cigarette and marijuana use, he also notes alcohol use. The review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 139/85, pulse 61, respiratory rate 18, height 68 inches, weight 188.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion. Abduction is limited to approximately 85 degrees. Period. There is tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 65 beats per minute, period. There is evidence of an old atrial-septal myocardial infarction, period. The impression, this is a 61-year-old male who is anticipated to undergo left shoulder surgery, period. Prior MRI studies had revealed evidence of pathology, period. MRI, August 8, 2025, left shoulder revealed mild supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis. No evidence of rotator cuff tear. There are degenerative changes and fraying suspected in the anterior labrum. Labrum otherwise appears intact. There is mild to moderate acromioclavicular joint degenerative changes. There are also mild to moderate glenohumeral joint degenerative changes with minimal inferior spurring, as well as thinning of the anterior and inferior articular cartilage and subchondral cysts. Trace fluid in the subacromial space, suggesting slight bursal inflammation. The patient is noted to have bilateral shoulder pain, period. He is now felt to require left shoulder surgery, period. However, comma, he is noted to have an abnormal EKG, period. The patient has no cardiovascular symptoms, but is noted to have a soft systolic murmur at the apex, period. Recommendation, he should undergo echocardiogram and possible nuclear stress test prior to his procedure, period. This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.